News Talk 1620 WTAW, a few minutes today to tell you about an open house and dedication of the newest women's shelter provided by the Emmanuel Lighthouse Mission in downtown Bryan. This is Saturday from 2 until 4 o'clock. The shelter at the corner of 24th and Houston, which is a block east, a block north of the corner of Texas and William Joel Bryan. Had the chance to visit with Marilyn Atkinson recently about the evolution of the women's shelter, where it has come from since opening many years ago.
Okay, it was way back in 1976 when Saigon fell. And they were the first refugees that were taken into two old army barrack shelters over in Bryan. And from there, it went to Cuban refugees and Laotian refugees, and finally to, in 1990, just homeless women. And we've been able to take down one of the army barracks and build a shelter. And that houses eight women, and now we have this beautiful new shelter that has been just a miracle. We're debt-free, walking in with everything provided. The Lord has been so gracious.
And if you would care to give a few examples of how that manifested itself.
Well, we were committed to no debt. So we had a contact in Houston. And they said, oh, we would love to come up and we'll just lie down in the floor in the church and stay there for 2 weeks and we'll come over and we'll do the framing. And so they came up and did that. And then some men from First Baptist, Brian, said, oh, we'll do the put the walls up and the drywalling. They did that. And then we ran out of all money. And so we just said, Lord, in your timing, you bring it in. One day a man came into my office. And he said, could you take me over to the shelter? And I took him through, and he said, maybe we can help you. I didn't see him for about 3 weeks. He came back, and he said, my brother and I want to finish the shelter at no cost to you. And so from there, we've had a man in town come in and do all the blinds, and he said, this is for the Lord, no price. It's free. And it's just been one story after another like that. We're just so grateful.
How many will this accommodate?
This will hold eight women also. We're committed to taking in women that are in a crisis pregnancy. We're committed to taking in women that are homeless. At the moment, we have the youngest girl is 23. I do have an 18-year-old who wants to come in, who is going to school here but is homeless. And our oldest is 61. So we have the gamut. Some of them play the mother role, and some of them just want to be loved by the mother. So it's a good mix of ages.
And will this alleviate overcrowding?
This, you know, every day I get phone calls from particularly a big upsurge in men. And, of course, we have no facilities for men. And I always tell them, well, we have Twin City Mission, which would be a great place. And they'll say, well, we've called there, and they're full. And so it seems like the problem is really growing. And the pastor said to me the other day, well, now we've got the second one done. I bet you're looking for a third. But it's a major problem, major problem.
So what about the third?
Oh, I don't know about the third. We'll see what the Lord does. We'll see what the Lord does. We look at this as not only a place for homeless women, because this is a place where they can come for 1 year. And we want to get, they have to have jobs. They have to work. We consider that very important to their rehabilitation. They have mentors. They have a woman that comes alongside, meets with them every week, does Bible studies with them, takes them out to lunch, is there when they need help. So it's not just a place to come in for a night or two. This is a commitment to a life-changing, alcohol-free and drug-free place where they can really feel safe. In fact, the very interesting thing is that while we were building this about a month or two ago, four of the girls came to me that live in the old shelter. And of course, the new shelter is so spanking beautiful. And they said, please, please don't move us to the new shelter. And I was just floored. Why? Well, this is our home. This is where we first came in a couple months ago, and this is where we feel safe, and we want to stay here. So that was quite a blessing to hear.
I was going to ask what becomes of the old building, so it will still remain in use.
Oh, yes. It's in very good shape. It was built in 1990, and we will have double the pleasure now, double the fun.
And you also made a reference to the women who have benefited. How are they returning the favor once they leave and continue establishing their own lives?
Right. Well, the whole object is that we feel that most of their problems are really spiritually caused. We have a lot of girls that come out of BB Casa that are coming maybe from some type of a real serious addiction. And so when they have spent a year there and they have gotten their life squared away, then they get their own apartment, and we have several girls now doing so well, getting their own jobs, learning to save money. This is a major thing. We're just very strong on pushing that they learn to save money every time they get a paycheck. Then we pray they can go out and we minister to somebody else who's in the same situation. We fail sometimes. We do fail. There's not 100% total recovery here. Some return, you know, a couple of them have returned to the streets, but the cases that do well are just such a blessing. Their lives are totally changed.
Did they become mentors then?
Pardon?
Did they become mentors then?
We've not had one that has become a mentor per se, because in the mentor field, we're looking for really women that have walked quite a while with the Lord and are stable and have been through crises in their life and know how to handle that. And so we don't want to throw a girl into a situation until she's really stable.
I'll get grammatically correct. Is there a need for more mentors then?
No, there's definitely a need for more mentors. And that's always an ongoing thing. Most of the mentors, when they hook up with the girl, will stay with her the whole year, and then they have contact with them after. In fact, one of our little girls, I pick her up. She's been with us for several years. She's out on her own. She works at Texas A&M. And I pick her up every Sunday morning for church, and she's still being mentored. So it's an ongoing thing, but we need mentors.
How does one go about volunteering to be a mentor, or if they're just even interested in learning more about mm-hmm. how they can participate, right, even less formally in the shelter?
They can contact me. We have an application process. My number is 822-0441. And I just want to say a big, big thank you to the people of this community, because this has been an outreach of love. I have a group of women from several churches. I call them my out-of-control women, because I can't get them out of the shelter. They want to clean, they want to decorate, they want to do everything, and they put long hours in. And I just thank God for the people in this community.
And let me again bring up the open house that you have coming up, because that's a great opportunity to take
yes.
a look around, and maybe that'll inspire someone to help you all out.
Exactly. We'll be there for questions, and it's Saturday from 2 to 5, and just feel to drop in. It's not going to be a program. It'll be just a dedication, but it will be just a kind of a drop-in and nice to meet you kind of thing.
Thanks again to Marilyn Atkinson of the Emmanuel Lighthouse Mission for the update, and again, the dedication and open house is Saturday 2 until 4. The women's shelter located at 24th and Houston, downtown Bryan, to block east, to block north of the intersection of Texas and William Joe Bryan. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.